Hummingbird Depth Finders have been around a long, long time, and recently we sat down with Mark Gibson of Product Development for Hummingbird. Let's hear what he has to say.
One thing at Hummingbird we really want to do is we want to take our pro input and that input from consumers out there and listen to consumers. That angler out there is the guy that's fishing every day, and we want to make sure we listen to him, and that's what we've tried to do is adapt our products to meet his needs or even exceed his needs out there, and that's what we've done with this new viewing technology.
Well, got great GPSs as well that are included in your units. You know, one of the things that's neat is mapping software has gotten so much better, and you guys have incorporated that into your units too.
That's right. And another philosophy we have at Hummingbird is you get all this technology, but it doesn't do any good if that is too complicated for the angler to use. So one thing we pride ourselves on is the fact that our not only our fish finder, but our GPS is also very easy to use, very user-friendly. We developed our system with a menu system that allows every menu to come up on the screen, and for that angler to make simple, easy to use choices. So that's one thing that we think we've really focused on well is easy to use out there.
Well, you know, one of the units you showed me over there, and I'm going to let you tell me about it. You've actually got it like an AM/FM radio. You know, you got a way you want to look at it. Maybe it's a split screen, maybe it's a flasher or a split screen, whatever. You can split that screen and just push a button and go right back to it.
That's exactly right. We've got these quick preset buttons on our units, and what it works is, like you said, just like a car radio. So on one of our high-end fish finders, there may be 10 to 12 different viewing options between split screen, a fish finder, GPS. And now with these three preset buttons on the unit, all you do is when you have your favorite screen that you like to view, just press and hold it. And then anytime you're on another screen, you want to get back to that screen, just one button press, and then you're right back there on that screen. So that's a great feature.
I want to talk about side imaging before we get done here. And one of the things I thought was really neat, you know, you think about it, in shallow water, most depth finders don't work. With side imaging, works in deep water, also works pretty well in shallow water as well.
That's exactly right. It's just an incredible, incredible technology. Side scan sonar was developed by the Navy, actually, for looking for underwater structure and submarines. And it looks out to the side instead of looking straight down. And so that's what makes it great for shallow water. So on any down-looking fish finder with a 20-degree cone, let's say, very, very limited use in shallow water. On this product, in, say, 3 to 5 foot of water, you can look out to 50 to 100 feet and see all sorts of stumps, laid-down trees, grass beds, and things like that, which just really opens up a whole new world in shallow water for fish finders.
Well, as you look at some of the displays and some of the imaging that you've got, you know, you see shipwrecks, you see fish on top of those shipwrecks, you see stumps with fish hanging over the top of it, bushes and that type of thing. Without side imaging, you'd go right by.
That's exactly right. That's one of the great things about side imaging is it searches out so far. We can go up to 360 feet, you know, over a football field's distance to either side, and we can see trees, you know, laid down timber. We can see creek channels. Just amazing detail. Most anglers that have seen this product, when they see the images that come from this product, they actually think they're looking at an underwater camera because the images are so clear. They're actually seeing the branches on a tree, but actually it's done. It is sonar technology, so it doesn't matter if it's crystal clear water or muddy Mississippi River, it still works great for that angler. So really, for pre-fishing a tournament, it's just hard to see how an angler can go without this product because he can cover so much area so fast and get a good overall picture of what's going on there.
One thing I also want to mention is you can tell the hardness or you know, muck or whatever that's on the bottom pretty easily also with this side imaging technology.
That's right. The way it works, it will show weaker sonar images as dark and strong sonar images as light. And so really a great contrast there if you're looking at a rock pile or a raised rocky area versus a soft muddy bottom. And that, you know, you can see those transition zones there where fish might hide.
Well, you know, you've now, you know, been a part of Johnson Outdoors, and I want to go into that just a little bit. You know, in the old days, we had a great unit at Hummingbird. You know, then probably the technology and what's going to happen now with Minn Kota, Hummingbird together, the sky's the limit. You're looking at big things all even in the future.
You're exactly right. The relationship between Hummingbird, Minn Kota, and Johnson Outdoors has just been a phenomenal success. The groups of people have merged together great. We all think alike. We're all looking at that serious angler. We're looking at our grassroots effort. We believe on both sides, Minn Kota and Hummingbird, that we truly do have the best products in the market. And what we're doing is every day we're going out to dealerships and to consumers and showing them on the water our products are better out in the marketplace. And we've really seen great, tremendous successes for that, and we're looking for really bigger successes in the future as well.
You know, Mark, it's been funny, and I'm going to kid you a little bit. You know, I've known Hummingbird for a long, long time, but you guys in the last 6 to 8 months in particular have raised the bar with not only the public, you know, relations stuff that you're doing, but the units themselves, and just getting the education out there is so critical.
That's exactly right. We've got a lot of new technologies. We're bringing those on the marketplace, you know, but like I'm a consumer myself, you know, and you're always skeptical of these new technologies until you've actually seen them. And what we're doing is we're going out to that consumer and showing them these technologies in work out in that marine environment where the angler fish. And we're just having a tremendous success with anglers that have seen our products and realized that we really have made giant advances and continue to make advances each day on the fish finder side.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you being with us at Bass Fan Radio. We look forward to great things coming ahead at Hummingbird.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thanks. Good to be with you. And we look forward to a lot of future success.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.